Okay, so let's unpack this whole email thing.
Yeah.
Today, we're diving deep into the world of email marketing.
Email marketing.
Specifically, some big changes coming in 2025.
Yeah.
You send over some intel, and
Yeah.
I have to say, it's got me thinking.
Uh-huh.
Are we about to see a major shakeup in how we connect with clients and prospects?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a turning point. You know,
Mm-hmm.
this isn't just another tech update.
Right.
It's about shifting how we present ourselves professionally online.
Okay, I like that.
Think of it this way.
Yeah.
Your email address is like your digital business card.
So we've got advice from Nicole,
Okay.
COO of Greg Luther Coaching,
Right.
who's basically sounding the alarm for businesses to get ready for these
Yeah.
changes. She's not mincing words.
Uh-huh.
She's saying if you don't adapt, you could get shut down.
Oh, wow.
It all seems to hinge on moving to a paid email address.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've gotten so used to free email services. Absolutely. But, you know, think about it from a client's perspective.
Okay.
Imagine you're choosing between two businesses.
Yeah.
One has a professional email address on their own domain, and the other is using a generic, you know, at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Which one seems more credible and trustworthy?
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's
Like
like,
the difference between meeting someone in a suit versus meeting them in sweatpants. You know,
exactly.
it just sends a different message.
Exactly. And that message affects your brand perception, your domain authority,
Okay.
and even how your emails are delivered.
Right.
Paid email providers often have better spam filters and sender reputation, meaning your emails are more likely to land in the inbox, not the spam folder.
So it's not just about looking professional. It
Yeah.
actually impacts how effective your email marketing is.
Right.
I'm starting to see why Nicole is so adamant about making this switch.
She's definitely emphasizing the urgency. And, you know, she's not just talking about personal email addresses.
Right.
She's saying that this change will affect how we manage our Facebook business pages.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How did that work?
From 2025 onwards, Facebook is getting a lot stricter
Oh.
about who can run ads and utilize their targeting features, which they call custom audiences. Basically, to access those tools,
Yeah.
you'll need to have a paid email address
Okay.
associated with your business page.
Wow. I didn't realize Facebook was going that far.
Yeah.
That could be a big problem for businesses that haven't made the switch.
Absolutely.
If your business relies on Facebook ads or targeted campaigns,
Right.
not having a paid email on file could be a huge obstacle.
Yeah, it could be a deal breaker.
So if someone's listening to this and they're thinking,
Yeah.
okay, I need to get this done,
Uh-huh.
what are the first steps?
Sure.
Is it as simple as just switching your email address,
Well,
or is there more to it?
it's a little more nuanced than that.
Okay.
First, you need to choose a paid email provider.
Right.
There are a lot of options out there, like GoDaddy or Gmail Workspace, each with its own features and pricing.
Okay.
You need to evaluate which one best suits your business needs.
That's a good point.
Now,
It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
right, and the switch isn't just for you as the business owner.
Okay.
Any team members or virtual assistants who manage your Facebook page will also need to be using professional email addresses
Okay.
under the same domain to be admins for the page.
So this is something you need to think about for your whole team,
Exactly.
not just yourself.
Right.
It sounds like this Facebook rollout is a pretty big deal.
It is a pretty big deal.
Do we know exactly when these changes are happening?
It's a little bit of a moving target. Facebook doesn't always roll out changes uniformly.
Okay.
So, you know, they might appear in different regions at different times.
Right.
They say the changes will be in full effect sometime in 2025
Okay.
with some leeway until March. But it's best to be prepared sooner rather than later.
I'm hearing sooner rather than later a
Yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the sense that this is something people really need to take action on. If someone wants more specific information about this, where should they look?
The best place to start is Facebook's own support resources.
Okay.
They've published a lot of information about these upcoming changes. Just search their help center for paid email requirements,
Okay.
and you'll find all the latest details.
So we've talked about the impact on individual businesses,
Right.
but what about CRM systems?
Yeah.
How do those factor into this whole paid email situation?
That's another big piece of this puzzle.
Okay.
And it's directly tied to the changes happening with privacy laws and spam regulations. Essentially, CRM software companies are facing increasing pressure
Okay.
to ensure the legitimacy of their users and crack down on spam.
So are you saying that CRMs are going to start requiring paid email addresses too?
You got it. If you're using a CRM that allows bulk email sending,
okay,
you're likely going to need a paid email address to continue using that functionality. It's a move towards greater accountability and transparency in the email marketing world.
That makes sense. CRMs have a vested interest in making sure their platforms aren't being used for spamming.
Right.
That seems like a logical step. But how does this impact people using those CRMs?
Yeah.
Is it all just about compliance?
Yeah.
Or are there other implications?
There's a silver lining here, actually. Okay. When CRMs crack down on spammers and require legitimate email addresses, it improves deliverability rates for everyone who's playing by the rules.
So it's like weeding out the bad apples actually benefits the good ones.
Precisely.
Interesting.
And better deliverability means your emails are more likely to reach your target audience.
Right.
Which is ultimately what we all want as marketers.
Yeah, for sure.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Higher open rates, better click-through rates.
Right.
And ultimately, a stronger return on your email marketing efforts.
That is a pretty sweet silver lining.
Yeah, it's not all doom and gloom.
It sounds like there's a lot to unpack here, but before we move on,
yeah,
I want to quickly summarize what we've learned so far.
Okay.
So it seems like the key takeaway is that having a paid email address is no longer optional.
Right.
It's becoming essential for maintaining a professional image.
Yeah.
Accessing key features on platforms like Facebook,
mm-hmm,
and even using your CRM effectively.
Exactly.
Did I miss anything?
You nailed it.
Awesome.
It's a pretty big shift, but it's one that savvy businesses need to be prepared for.
Right.
And we'll talk more about that coming up.
Also, I'm ready when you are. Okay, so we've established that paid email is becoming the standard.
Right.
But I'm curious, what does this mean for those of us who already use a CRM?
Yeah.
For our email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
What specific changes should we be looking out for?
Well, a lot of the changes will happen kind of behind the scenes. As CRM providers update their systems to comply with new regulations and enhance security.
Mm.
But there are some things you can do on your end,
yeah,
to make sure you're ready for the shift.
Like what? Give us the inside scoop.
One crucial thing is to review your CRM's terms of service and privacy policy.
All right.
They might have specific requirements for the types of email addresses.
Right.
They allow for bulk sending.
Okay.
Some CRMs might even offer their own paid email solutions that integrate seamlessly with their platform.
So it's not just about choosing any paid email provider.
Yeah.
It's about making sure it works well with your CRM.
Exactly.
Makes sense. What else?
Think about the content of your emails.
Okay.
With stricter spam regulations on the horizon.
Right.
It's more important than ever to ensure your emails are compliant,
mm-hmm,
and provide value to your recipients.
That's a good reminder. Sometimes we get so caught up in the technical details.
Right.
That we forget the basics of good email marketing.
Exactly. So make sure you're clearly identifying yourself.
Okay.
Providing a way for people to unsubscribe.
Right.
And being transparent about how you're using their data,
okay,
including an opt-out link.
Gotcha.
And a clear privacy policy in your email footers is essential.
Right. It's all about transparency and respecting people's choices.
Exactly.
But let's be honest. Even if we do everything right,
yeah,
there's always a chance our emails could end up in the spam folder, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true.
What can we do to minimize that risk?
That's where understanding deliverability comes in.
Okay.
Think of it as the ability of your emails to reach the intended inbox.
Okay.
It's affected by a variety of factors,
mm-hmm,
including your sender reputation email content,
okay,
and how engaged your recipients are.
So it's not just about avoiding spam filters.
Right.
It's about making sure people actually want to receive your emails.
Exactly. And there are a few things you can do to boost your deliverability.
Okay. Like,
first, make sure your email list is clean and up to date.
Okay.
Remove any invalid or inactive addresses.
Okay. Spring cleaning for your email list.
Exactly. Got it.
What else?
Personalize your emails as much as possible.
Okay.
People are more likely to open and engage with emails that feel relevant to them.
That makes sense. No one wants to feel like they're just another name on a mass email list.
Right.
What about the content itself? Any tips there?
Keep your subject lines clear and engaging.
Okay.
And make sure your emails are mobile friendly.
Gotcha.
More and more people are checking their email on their phones.
Right.
So if your emails don't display well on a small screen, you're going to lose out on engagement.
Those are all great tips.
Yeah.
So it sounds like navigating these changes is really about being proactive and adapting your strategy.
Absolutely. And it's not just about checking boxes for compliance. It's about using these changes as an opportunity to improve your email marketing overall.
I love that perspective.
Yeah.
It's not a burden. It's a chance to get better.
Exactly. Think of it as leveling up your email game.
Nicole actually said something that really resonated with me. You said, the marketing word will always be evolving.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be changes we need to make and new rules we need to follow, even if we don't like it.
That's so true. It's easy to get frustrated with constant changes.
Yeah.
But the reality is that the digital landscape is constantly evolving.
Right.
The key is to stay informed. Be flexible. And be willing to adapt.
It's like Darwin said.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
It's not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives.
Mm.
It is the one that is the most adaptable to change.
Perfect analogy.
Right.
In the world of email marketing, the businesses that thrive will be the ones who embrace change and use it to their advantage.
So if you're listening to this and feeling overwhelmed,
yeah,
remember that you're not alone.
Right.
We're all navigating these changes together.
We're all in the same boat.
And the good news is that there are resources available to help.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, aside from the official documentation from Facebook and your CRM provider, there are tons of online communities, forums, and blogs dedicated to email marketing.
Hmm.
Don't be afraid to ask questions. Share your experiences.
Right.
And learn from others who are going through the same thing.
That's a great point. Sometimes the best way to learn is to connect with others who are facing similar challenges.
Exactly.
Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Before we wrap up,
yeah.
I want to make sure we bring it back to our listener.
Sure.
So what does this all mean for you?
Yeah.
What are the key takeaways you should be thinking about right now?
Well, first and foremost,
yeah.
Understand that the email marketing landscape is changing.
Uh-huh.
And these changes are likely to have a significant impact on your business.
Right.
Don't bury your head in the sand and hope it all goes away.
Right. Ignorance is not bliss when it comes to your email marketing strategy.
Exactly.
Mm.
Be proactive.
Okay.
Start by evaluating your current email setup.
Okay.
Do you have a paid email address?
Mm-hmm.
Is it integrated with your CRM? Is your Facebook business page set up to meet the new requirements?
Right.
If the answer to any of these questions is no,
yeah,
it's time to start making changes.
Okay, so assess your current situation and identify any gaps.
Exactly.
What's next?
Next, dive deeper into the specific changes that are coming.
Okay.
Facebook's help center is a good place to start,
mm-hmm.
as is your CRM provider's website or knowledge base.
Okay.
Look for articles, webinars, or tutorials that explain the upcoming changes
right.
and what you need to do to comply.
So do your research and get informed.
Exactly.
Nuts.
Review your current email marketing practices.
Okay.
Are you following best practices for deliverability?
Uh-huh.
Are your emails engaging and relevant to your audience?
Right.
Are you providing clear opt-out options
mm-hmm.
and respecting your subscribers' privacy?
Yeah.
If not, now is the time to make adjustments.
So essentially, use this as an opportunity to audit and optimize your entire email marketing strategy.
Exactly.
It's not just about compliance. It's about improvement. Yeah.
Precisely. And remember, you don't have to go it alone.
Okay.
Reach out to your network. Join online communities and seek guidance from experts.
Right.
There's a wealth of information and support available to help you navigate these changes successfully.
I love that it's a reminder that even though the digital world can feel isolating at times,
yeah.
there's a whole community of marketers out there
mm-hmm.
who are facing the same challenges
right.
and willing to share their knowledge.
Exactly.
So don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help. We're all in this together.
We are.
All right, before we move on to the final part of our deep dive,
okay.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question to ponder.
All right, let's hear it.
What if these changes are just the beginning? What if this shift towards stricter regulations and paid email is just the tip of the iceberg? What other changes might be coming down the pipeline in the world of digital communication? And how can we prepare for a future where the rules of the game are constantly changing?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It's like trying to predict the weather.
Yeah.
You can look at the patterns and make educated guesses, but there's always an element of unpredictability.
So how do we even begin to prepare for the unknown? It feels a little bit like trying to hit a moving target.
I think the key is to cultivate a mindset of adaptability.
Okay.
We need to become comfortable with the idea that the digital landscape is constantly evolving.
Right.
And that what works today might not work tomorrow.
So it's not just about learning new tools or techniques.
Right.
It's about developing a certain flexibility in our thinking.
Exactly. We need to be curious.
Uh-huh.
stay informed about industry trends.
Okay.
And be willing to experiment and adjust our strategies as needed.
It sounds like you're saying that the most valuable skill for marketers in the future might not be technical expertise, but rather the ability to adapt and learn quickly.
I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
The digital world rewards those who are agile and embrace change. Think of it like surfing. You can't control the waves, but you can learn to ride them.
I love that analogy. So it's not about fighting the current,
right?
But about learning to navigate it skillfully.
Exactly.
But let's be realistic. Change can be scary, especially when it impacts our businesses and livelihoods.
Yeah, for sure.
How do we overcome that fear and embrace the unknown?
I think it starts with acknowledging that fear is a natural response to uncertainty.
Okay.
It's okay to feel a little apprehensive when the rules of the game are changing, but we can't let fear paralyze us.
So what's the antidote to fear in this context?
Knowledge.
Okay.
The more we understand about the forces shaping the digital landscape, the better equipped we'll be to navigate them.
Right.
So stay informed. Read industry publications, attend webinars, connect with other marketers, and never stop learning.
That's such great advice. Knowledge truly is power.
It is.
Especially in a rapidly evolving field like digital marketing.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
Don't be afraid of change. Embrace it as an opportunity for growth and innovation. Stay curious, stay informed, and stay adaptable. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all navigating these changes together. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of email marketing. Until next time, keep those inboxes clean and those minds open.